You know what I'm saying?
Stupid. Psh, psh, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Psh, not even. That's what cholos say. They go, psh, not even. Huh?
Not even, huh?
Chale, way.
Smile now, cry later.
Joker. Hey, little puppet.
Joker's like a real... A lot of fucking West Side gangbangers are like, oh, that's fucking Joker.
Of course, Holmes. Puppet. And what's another one I grew up with? La Diabla. That's a real girl. Shy Girl.
That's what I'm saying, homie. Shy Girl. So here's what's up. It's Wednesday.
Dreamy.
We have a dreamy, dreamy guest in here. We'll get into that. Here's what's up. So, it's coming up. It's finally here. This is our New York, Brooklyn specifically week. We're going to be at the Bell House on Thursday. They have released discounted tickets to the show.
Release!
Release! And here's what you do. If you use our link to the Bell House, it's on my site, TomSegura.com. It's on Christina Comedy. It's on Your Mom's House podcast. You use the promo code MOM, M-O-M. And you can get a discounted ticket now to the podcast on Thursday. That offer is still going for the stand-up show Friday. The stand-up show now has very limited seats at the Knitting Factory in Brooklyn. But if you use the link, you can still get that ticket. And again, we keep saying that because if you go to the door and buy it, you're going to pay full price.
You don't want to do that.
No.
Don't be a last-minute mommy.
Is this song from the Teen Wolf movie, like the sex scene from the Teen Wolf movie?
Maybe.
Somebody sent it to us, and it's called Strictly For My Jeans. So I'm not sure. But here's the big one, too, man. Saturday, we're in Columbus. All right?
O-H.
Oh, sorry. I forget that. I don't know why you guys are saying O-H all the time.
All right. Anyways, look, we obviously have to when we do these trips on our own. Yes, we need you to get tickets to cover us going to your city, but it's more important to us to have you at the show. So just know that now we have a discounted ticket for Columbus. It's the same promo code MOM, M-O-M. If you go to the link that's on either one of our sites or your mom's house podcast.com. Use the promo code MOM and get a discounted ticket.
That's right. Do it now.
Yeah, more than now. Do it.
Do it yesterday, son.
We need you at the Columbus show.
We do need you there, mommies. It's going to be a great time. We've got so many surprises in store for you. And it's going to be good. You should come. Come on. What else are you going to do in Columbus, Ohio tonight? Come on.
It's going to be a fun time.
Yeah. What else you got going on? Come on.
And the weather's really nice in Columbus, Ohio right now.
Well, that's what's up then.
What the fuck? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? So that's Saturday. And then next Thursday, we are in San Francisco at Cobb's.
I'm sorry, where?
Manfrandisco.
Thank you.
At Cobb's doing the live podcast. And then Friday, Comedy and Magic Club here in Hermosa Beach. So that's that. Please get tickets. We'd love to see you. We're coming just for you. Where are you going to be next, Red Man?
Actually, I am going on the road with Tiffany Haddish and Tony Hinchcliffe.
Look at you guys.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're actually doing a Northwest tour. We're going on April 18th. We're going to be in Portland, Oregon. April 19th, we'll be in Seattle, Washington, and the big 420 show in Vancouver.
Ooh, man.
Vancouver,
Canada.
Oh, no shit. Where are you doing the show there?
Edgewater Casino. This Death Squad fan reached out to us. I was like, dude, I can get you in this huge, awesome casino out here.
That's awesome.
That's fun. I love that Tiffany Haddish is in the crew now.
Oh, yeah. She's a part of the Cat Pack.
She's awesome, dude.
The Cat Pack.
Yeah.
I like her.
It's so fun to be on the road with.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm. That's what's up right now.
You know what I'm saying? Guys, listen. The Amazon link on our website, yourmomshousepodcast.com. If you're going to shop at Amazon, all we ask is that you use the link on our site to get there.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're going to do what you're going to do. Maybe you should use the link on our site.
Well, we should make something clear, though.
Okay.
A month ago or so, we made it clear that we had changed the link and to bookmark that. But that change has taken place again.
There's a new link that we've established.
Right.
So that's why if you're going to make it as your...
What are you doing?
I was playing some background music because the other music ended.
Oh, because we cut music whenever we do ad stuff.
So ridiculous.
Brian,
you're 12 years old.
God damn it.
But real talk. So if you in the past you've bookmarked our banner link thing, redo it because it's a different one.
It's huge for us because this is what we'll tell you what's up. we were getting taken to the cleaners.
Yeah.
By people who gave us that Amazon link. So
wow.
We now have our own. This is a really big thing for us. It really supports the show. If you never, you know, buy whatever, download anything, buy stuff on the store site, but you shop Amazon, it's a huge way to help the show. And now is the time to bookmark it.
Now, yeah. We did get bamboozled by our...
Yeah, yeah.
Really, so, really shitty.
I mean, like, go get Bert's new coloring book or picture book or whatever.
Coloring book!
Bert's so stupid.
Yeah, by Bert... What's his name? Bert Kreischer?
Bert Chrysler.
Cream Bert pie. Chrysler. By his new coloring book, like Red Band said. Yeah.
Well, here's something we should also point out.
Go ahead.
This Saturday, when we're in Columbus, is when you can start watching my special on Netflix.
Yes. Meows.
In addition to that, my new album, the album associated with the special called Completely Normal, is on sale now on iTunes. You can pre-order it and you'll get it Tuesday. It'll automatically download to your phone. If you do happen to download or pre-order my new album on iTunes, please take a screen grab and tag Bert Kreischer in it.
Yes.
Let him know that you have pre-ordered my album and let him know that you chose it over his book.
Yeah, definitely.
That's the most important thing.
Well, why wouldn't you? The reviews are way better for your guys'
Come on. Can you imagine reading something that Bert wrote?
Oh,
like,
but
how fucking dumb.
In all fairness, I'm sure Leanne wrote because I don't think he can write.
All right, so maybe it has some more punctuation. It's basically like, and then I drank at that house. I got drunk here. And then I took off my shirt. And then I was like, and then everybody was like, Bert, you're the best. And I was like, yeah.
That does sound
chapter
like...
Chapter two.
Yeah.
Gossip.
Unbelievable. So make sure you do that. And thank you for your support.
Have you seen me with my shirt off yet? Bert, I took my shirt off and I've never put it back on. The end.
All right, here we go. This episode of Your Mom's House is brought to you by Stamps.com.
Yes.
Getting your mailing and shipping done can seem like a no-win situation. Going to the post office takes up valuable time, and leasing a postage meter is expensive with multi-year commitments and hidden fees. Luckily, we know a better way, and that is Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package right from your desk using your own computer and printer. Even get special postage discounts that you can't find at the post office. That's what's up.
Mm.
Plus, Stamps.com is more powerful than a postage meter. At just a fraction of the cost. You can save up to 80% compared to a postage meter. Are you kidding me? 80?
Jesus.
And you'll avoid those time-consuming trips to the post office, which nobody likes.
That's worth everything with Stamps.com. Is worth your life and time you'll never get back.
I like setting up the pickup.
Oh, so exciting.
You get your stuff, and then you go, do-do-do, boop. You go, this is a computer noise. Boop, 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 boop. And then the postman... Knox.
Hello.
I'm here to pick up your package.
Well, I've got the parcels here.
All right. Please put your dog away.
All right. Well, we've told you many times that we use Stamps.com. We used it before they were a sponsor. We love Stamps.com. Right now, use our promo code, M-O-M, MOM, this special offer. No risk. $110 bonus offer includes what?
110 bonus on a free scale.
It's a scale.
Jeez, we've only read it 40 times.
I'm a little under the weather.
All right.
I'm sorry. My brain is
a digital scale
there today.
And up to
$99.
$55 in free postage.
Yeah, it's $110 value.
Don't. Too slow today.
Oh, Stamps. I apologize.
I'm too slow today.
I apologize, Stamps.
That's why I had you do all the business, man.
I know,
I'm barely hanging in here.
All right. Well, listen, she's not feeling great, but I'll still tell you this. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in M-O-M. That's Stamps.com and enter M-O-M. Thank you, Stamps.com.
Enter it.
Okay. I don't know what you're
thanks,
doing.
Thanks, Christine.
Oh, Jesus.
Stupid.
Stupid.
Would you stop touching the microphone?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I don't know.
Stop making that sound.
I just took a nummy off of the CD case, and I don't think it was what I thought it was.
A nummy? What's a nummy?
Where you go like this, and then you put on your nose.
Oh my God.
We don't do drugs here.
What's this white stuff all over your Big Daddy Kane CD?
No, it's Tom's.
Somebody gave it to me.
Oh,
Well, right. Then there you go. Yeah.
Somebody else is old.
Yeah.
We don't take drugs
here. We got to do this. Okay. Ready to start the show?
Yeah.
Let's go. Red Band is here. Let's have some fun. Jeans forever.
More like red brown.
Hey, this is how to have a tantric orgasm all by yourself. All you have to do is think about somebody, bring them into your being, into your energy field, and let the rest take care of itself. I'll show you how it's done.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Really playing?
you guys really rocked out there. We had Brian playing guitar, Tom playing the drums.
I always play the drums. Red Farts, how have you been?
How's it going, guys?
Fried
Brian. We'd love to see you here, man. Thank you for coming.
I love it. I love how many awesome paintings you guys have now of Theo everywhere. It's just amazing.
That one's the dog's tits, isn't it?
That's the greatest. I like how there's six tits.
Well, yeah.
So I could use one of them, too.
You nasty. What'd you think of we specifically chose that solo tantric orgasm clip for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank
you. Do you look into, more advanced sexual practices?
I don't know if I can know about this.
Yes,
Brian.
I do.
You
do? Oh, how do you know this?
Have you gone to a tantric seminar?
No, I found the perfect mix for me. I have to get really drunk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking Jack Daniels, like eight of them, Jack and Cokes or something like that.
Eight.
And then then I just can go forever. I just never come.
Oh, I think that's called whiskey dick, or isn't it?
No, whiskey dick's usually the opposite. Whiskey
that's where
dicks,
you don't get it up.
Don't get up.
Oh,
that's
sorry,
what happens
yeah.
to most people. But for me, for some reason, I'm just like, okay, let's do this. 3 hours later.
Look at him. What a stud. What a stud.
Would you try, have you ever seen that on Real Sex when they have those nerds with ponytails? And then they're like, face each other and then breathe each other. Yeah. And then the yoni and the essence.
Envision her breath.
No.
And then have Crapso masturbate on your face.
No, I don't like any lights on. No lights on. I can't look at their face.
I don't. Oh. But Tom, would you do it? Would you want to go to one of those hippie seminars where we sit in each other's laps? I put my legs around you and then we gaze into each other's eyes and then
I got to say,
take in each other's
essences. Would do it. I would do it just for the experience. I would. I really would. As much as I make fun of it, I would probably make fun of it a lot there.
What was that sound?
I don't know.
Someone breaking into our home? Did you hear a bang? Oh my God, Brian!
Oh my God, you scared
the
shit out of
me.
Hey. What noise? What are you talking about?
There was something falling or something.
Yeah, it sounds like there's somebody walking.
Oh,
shut
the front door.
I promise.
Then you go and
okay,
look,
go
weirdo.
Look.
Why am I going?
Because you're the biggest one. All right, I'll go look with Brian.
What's going on?
No, I'm serious. We heard something drop. Something like fell. Hold on. Brian, somebody's in there.
Oh my God, you guys.
I locked the garage door. I thought maybe someone snuck in the garage. But
no one's sneaking in here.
Snacking in here?
People are snacking, but no one's sneaking.
What were we saying? Tantric. Oh, so we would do it.
I would go for the story. Yeah. I would also go because I would be curious, is there something I can learn from this? My mind is like, that's a bunch of wacky shit. But then I go, maybe there's something. I mean, what? I know everything? Come on. That's I'm sure true. Somebody could teach me something.
But what do you want to learn? Just to last longer? Is that what it's for?
No, I would just the whole idea is that it's enhancing what you're already enjoying. So why wouldn't you try it?
Because I don't need to enhance it anymore. That just seems like I'll come faster.
But what if they? What if it overall experience is better? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I think it's too intimate for me. It's a little. It's intimidating. Like, I don't want to gaze into your eyes that
long. I don't mean with you. Really, I mean like just some broad. yeah, just some stranger.
Just some stranger off the street?
Sure.
Just be like, gaze into her eyes.
Yeah.
Gaze into this prostitute's eyes.
Have a kid. You know, get to know her. That kind of stuff.
Remember that one we watched on Real Sex where he had the pictures of different vaginas and peeners?
Oh, my God.
And he was all, this is the deer vagina.
Yeah, this is the horse penis.
Yeah, it was so stupid, dude.
It was, that shit is
so
it's wacky.
Weird.
It's so wacky.
The Native Americans call it a rabbit vagina.
Yeah, it's silly.
Or something stupid like that.
And he was like, now, a deer and a rabbit, they don't go well together. He had all these matchups. So silly.
Well, the weird thing.
But a salmon and a goat, that's a match.
They're all not attractive people to taking that seminar on real sex.
Well, that's why they're there. I think the only reason you would go to that is if you needed help.
Because they're all like monogamous people, though.
Monogamous pigs?
Yeah, I held back. They were like, not. I don't want to say ugly, but I want to say just like a certain type. Like, they're all hippy dippy.
Yeah, they're white people with too much time on their hands, and they're just boring. They're like, all right, this Chardonnay is getting a little old. We need to mix it up a little. Let's go to some camp together.
And get on some crazy stuff.
Come over here and shit on my tits.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's white people.
White people fun.
Do you guys ever try anything different, like in the bedroom? Like,
you don't even know.
Have you gone through like the whole list, or have you? Is there one thing that you're like, you know, one day we'll try that?
What haven't we tried? I mean, go ahead and name it. We've done it.
Really?
We've had.
Have you had
partners
toys inside of Tom? Oh, I see the every stare day. Like you don't say.
Every day. That's
she's
that,
pegged me
what
a few
day
times.
Is it? It's Tuesday.
She's pegged you a few
yeah,
times.
Of course. I love getting on all fours and having her just really hammer me. And then when she does, I go,
my, that's a big cock.
There was this one girl that would always fuck with my balls. And every time I'd be like, stop playing with them. They are ticklish. They have nothing that is connected to anything that feels good.
You don't like your balls being played with?
No, it's like, get away from them. Like, my balls, my asshole is like, there's like, that's like a... What?
I just looked at the windows open for sure. It's okay.
Oh, my you can't touch him at all. That's like a safety zone. Like, if you even do anything, like, I almost.
But you realize that that's your preference.
Yeah, I guess. But that seems something that it's not. I would think most people don't want their balls fucked with.
Well, what do you mean fucked with?
Like squeezing your balls?
I've had so many boyfriends, mostly Puerto Ricans. They love having their balls tortured, pulled.
Wait,
hard.
You don't like a little tug on your balls?
No.
Oh, see, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
You like a little tug? But
yeah. I don't want you to fucking
squeeze,
smash them, but I like a tug.
I was scared the other day because I was in the shower and one of my balls was up to north. Like, have you ever had that? Like, where it's like, wait a second, it's not in my sack, and I had to like it fell back.
Yeah, make it fall down.
Yeah, I think I was sitting on it. I pushed it up there.
Don't you love Red Band?
Why didn't you tell us about your brother?
Huh?
Your brother?
We saw
your brother was on the news.
My brother was on the news.
Yeah.
I don't have a brother.
The thing says Red Band's brother.
What?
We got a thing that said your brother, and I was like, I didn't know about his brother. This is your brother, right?
Dude, you got the best barrels ever, dude. Just like, you pull in, and you just get spit right out of them, and you just drop in and just smack the lip, whoop, drop down, snap, and then after that, you just drop in, just ride the barrel and get pitted, so pitted like that.
What was he even talking about?
Waves, bro.
Surfing. It's in Huntington.
Yeah, bro.
He's a guy on the news, local news.
I thought you were going to say like my real stepbrother. And I'm like, oh, shit. What did he do? Why are you telling me this right now?
Green Band?
No, it's more like
Purple Band. There's red and blue. It makes purple.
Yeah, I was using him as a weapon earlier.
That's so rude.
No, but my stepbrother, he's you know, he lives in Ohio still, and he works in, like, he used to own a CB shop. Like, he was the last person I think in the world to have a CB store. Like, where
like CB
truckers
radios?
Would come in and buy CBs and stuff. And yeah, I think he had to sell it, or I think that went under, but. I was like, shit. And just in my head, I'm like, what did he do?
Are you guys close?
No, not at all.
Do you talk ever?
We used to see each other on Christmas once a year, but that's about it. I mean, he's a totally different person.
How old were you when you guys came to be stepbrothers?
I was in third. No. I don't know. It was before my dad. He's older than me.
You're older than you?
Yeah, like 10 years.
Oh, okay. So you guys wouldn't have nothing in common.
I can see
that. As children, no.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, the only thing I have in common with him is that, he used to drink a 12-pack of Mountain Dew every day for, I think, 15 years.
I've heard a lot about Mountain Dew addictions. I knew a guy in high school. He wasn't in high school, but he was like, he was probably early 30s when I was in high school. And he had a 2-liter with him that he would pound every day.
Yeah.
And I knew his wife, and they were like, she told me, she's like, yeah, he's really making an effort to cut down. And it was like, it was a hardcore addiction for him.
My friend PDC, I don't know if you know PDC, he's the weed guy that's always at Death Squad Studio. He's same thing. He always has a Mountain Dew with him. And my stepbrother would bring a 12-pack of Mountain Dew wherever he went. He would always have it in his car.
A 12-pack.
You'd come over to your house, put it in the refrigerator.
And so how many would he go through like when you're sitting around? 12-pack.
He would just drink it, always have one in his hand, like a cigarette almost. Wow. And then maybe 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I went back home for Columbus, where you guys are going to be here this weekend. But he lost all his teeth. He got all his teeth pulled. All his teeth pulled.
Whoa. Is this a dental update?
Yes.
It feels like
I got a dental update too.
Oh my gosh.
Let's keep going. I mean,
Jesus.
I do have a dental update.
Okay.
I recently found out that I have acid reflux really bad.
That's from blowjobs?
No. Just deep anal. And my two front teeth are fake.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I was in a car accident. And the acid from burping all the time and stuff are fucking my teeth up. And they're like...
You're kidding.
They're getting jacked.
Wait, what are your front teeth made of? Are they veneer?
They're supposed to be temporary. No, these are temporary.
Those are like porcelain bondings.
Yeah, and they're like one of them's just got this humongous brown spot that just came out of nowhere on it. And my dentist is like, yeah, you need to get those taken out and like fixed up. But now I'm just like... All right, so how do you just crack my teeth open again? And just,
yes. Wait, are they completely out or they're broken?
No, they're like half there.
Me too. So
baby fangs.
Yeah, so I've got this left one half gone, and then this is my real. All they're going to do is shave off the porcelain on there. It doesn't even hurt.
Yeah.
And then he's going to, you should get veneers.
Yeah.
I'm in the process of doing
that. It's expensive. Now,
it is.
She takes hers out at night, some of her teeth. Do you take yours out too?
No, you don't do that.
They're flippers, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Tom likes it.
No, Tom likes it, so I keep it.
Which ones?
The first. Front two.
They come out? No, they don't.
Just on Saturday night. It's a special Saturday.
That would freak me out.
No, they don't come out. But listen, it's painless. You should get them fixed. Seriously.
Yeah, I'm going to.
It doesn't hurt.
It's just, ugh.
Get your veneers, son. It's not that expensive.
Yeah. Did we talk about my emergency run to the dentist last week?
No, we did not.
I had a dental cupcake myself.
A dental cupcake.
I went. I was chewing almonds in the car. Healthy snack.
Raw. I'm sure.
Yeah. And I was doing the thing where like I toy with them. You know, like you flip them around and you pass them around.
Like Theo does when he gets a biscuit.
When he eats his rocks. So I was doing that and I was chewing for a while and then I went on one and I felt like the top and bottom molars kind of crunched together. Like it felt wrong.
I've had that, yeah.
And I was like, oh fuck. And I felt a shooting pain. And I was like, oh my God. So of course I finished what I was chewing and ate it. And then
swallowed your own teeth.
Yeah. Then I was like, then they felt sensitive. And I was like, shit, I might have really done something. I told Christina. She was like, oh, maybe you cracked a filling. And I was like, motherfucker, because I have one over here. So, but I was getting on the plane within like 12 hours.
Mm.
Nothing I could do. So I called the dentist the next morning. They were like, you know, I told them I'm coming back Sunday. They said Monday they'll get me in. And then I was like, what do I do preventatively for the next 4 days with my supposedly cracked tooth? And they're like, just don't chew it on it a lot if you can.
Yeah.
That's always what I
did tell. You feel the air go in it and like hit the gum?
No,
that's
I just
the
remember
worst.
the crunch feeling and like the pain. And I was like, this is not good. I went that day. He checked me out. He made me do bite on, like, with, you know, different parts with something in there. And then he looked and he was like, to my eye, I can't see any damage. And I don't think you did anything but just kind of aggravate it that day.
Wow.
Well,
I was freaked out.
But after the almond incident, was there any reoccurrence, any other discomfort? Isolated?
It was just uncomfortable for like a few days. And then by the time I went in there, I was like, it's not really bothering me anymore. But I still was paranoid that I had damage.
You know, sometimes that's how shit goes with your body. Where you'll be like, oh, I'm sharpshooting pain. And then it just goes for like 2 days and it disappears forever.
Yeah.
You know what I had for the longest time? My right ear. My tube, Wistachian tube, whatever the fuck it's called, was irritated and it would like get foggy on me. 3 months of just my ear being irritated went away.
You should have got that cleaned out.
It wasn't wax. No, it's like I have weak tubes or whatever. And I went to the doctor and they're like, oh, what you can do is take Sudafrin. And I took it one day and I was so freaked out, dude. I kept asking Tom the same question. Like 10 times in a row. I can't take
up. Ear shit freaks me out the most. My friend had just like an ear infection, some kind of like just normal ear infection, and he started losing hearing in his right ear.
Oh, God.
And then now he's deaf out of his right ear.
No.
God.
And he's a video editor for a living, so he's constantly using his ears too.
Oh.
So now,
well, that's what happens back in ye olden days when you got an ear infection. You just went deaf.
Yeah.
So you really got to get that checked out if it's painful or something.
Yeah.
Mine was just foggy. Mm.
Is there something that you guys don't go to the doctor that's like on your back of your list? Like one day I'll get that checked out, but I don't want to do it.
Yeah. I had a right
few.
My right foot, I had pain in the middle of it for like months. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Just went away. Just one day fucking went away.
Wow.
In months. And I was like, fuck it. But most problems, if you ignore it, they go away. Yeah. That's what I believe.
Yeah.
For me, it's just...
Not your teeth, though.
No. I have pools of blood when I go to the number two.
Yeah. Well, I have that, too, especially when you sit up and it starts to sprinkle on your floor and you're like, oh, there's
dark,
drops everywhere.
Dark, massive pools of blood.
Yeah.
But I know it'll go away on its own.
Yeah, it takes like 2 days.
I haven't got a physical now in like a few years.
No,
that's
not
good.
You don't need that. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
I think I should. No. I never had one in my entire life. I've never had a physical. 37 years of my life.
You're supposed to.
You should. Fuck off. For what? What are they going to find?
Good attitude.
If I feel bad, then that's when I'll go.
You're not going to go.
Listen, by the time if you have cancer, it's just let it.
Yeah, but what if you have like high blood pressure or something crazy like that?
You could address it now. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you look at that dude that just died the other day, that comic, the guy from San Diego. He had some kind of aneurysm or something.
Who?
He's 52. Tim Wilson?
No. Oh. Shit. I shouldn't. Know this. He died last 2 weeks ago. He died.
A comic in San Diego?
Yeah. He was a really nice guy, too.
You knew him?
Fuck. I barely knew him. I knew him because he started following me and then texting or tweeting me all the time. And I started following him. And then he started becoming really popular on Vine. And I know
what you're saying. That. Yeah. How'd
he
die?
How old was he?
He was young.
Some kind of weird heart thing. Just like a heart, like one of those clogged artery type
things. His Vines were making people laugh. I remember. I heard
that's
that.
That's horrifying. Well, yeah, there you go. Don't go to the doctor. I wonder if it was like from birth, like a, what is it called? A genitals problem?
Yeah.
Congenitals? Heart problem?
That's right. Congenitals. Cunt genitals.
We have some listener submitted dental updates.
Oh, no.
Oh, hear these? Listener submitted.
I love these.
Dental update. Yeah, what's going on?
Dear mommies, yesterday my dentist told me I had plaque buildup underneath my gums and I was developing a mild case of gum disease. She told me that I would need deep cleaning to prevent my gums from getting worse. So today I went in for my deep cleaning and they numb my mouth so they can get underneath my gums.
Oof.
Knowing this would be a long procedure, I put one of your older episodes to keep me entertained. Episode 42?
Wow.
This is probably not the smartest idea because in the middle of the procedure, Tom, you were describing when you were talking to your mom about pooping in the toilet, Top Dog was pooping in at the same time. Lying on my back with a mouthful of dentist and bloody saliva, I couldn't help myself and started cracking up, almost choking on my bloody saliva and dental instruments when you described shitting in the little gap between Top Dog and the toilet.
That's great.
Remember that?
I remember telling my mom that it upset her so much. Do you know what I would tell her?
We used to do this before we did on the show. Yeah.
I would say like I went on a trip with my dad and she was like, how was it? I was like, great. I was like, you know what we did on Saturday? She's like, what? I go, Dad, was taking a shit, and she'd be like, I don't want to hear anymore. I was like, no, 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 you got to hear this. And she'd go, what? And I go, you know that space between your legs when you sit in the toilet? I sat there and shit while he
shit. Double-decker, yeah.
Yeah, so I go, so I kind of shit on his balls. It really upset my mom a lot.
I can't believe you said that. That's so gross.
Yeah, that plaque shit, that's dangerous. That's where they rate your teeth, where they go like
the
one
numbers.
Through five.
Yes.
Yeah, and all my shit's like, I feel like I'm in high school again, like getting D's again. Like, it's just like, well, you're pretty much almost flunking.
Well, really? You got to take care of your gums.
Yeah, but that shit's even more crazy expensive.
Your toothpaste.
Listen, you're in the valley. I have a Hungarian dentist I'm going to set you up with. He's very fair. I grew up with a guy.
I got a dentist.
Yeah, but you got to go, Brian.
I know.
Ugh. The Hungo gives you vodka and then just fucking knocks your teeth out with a wrench. It's great.
Really?
Yeah.
With a wrench. Old skull.
I've just had so much dental shit my whole life that now I'm like, it's like being a Vietnam vet. Like, you're having flashbacks. Just because, I mean, when I was a kid, I got my teeth knocked out. Yeah. You know, I've had an implant before. I don't know if you've had one of those titanium rod implants. Like, just so much traumatic dental shit in my life. That
it's a lot. But you know what? You have to keep going back and get traumatized, re-traumatized. Because it's ongoing. Especially when you got those bondings. They don't last more than, like, 10 years, you know?
Yeah. You're supposed to actually take
Do you have
out.
Fakies? Like, is that what I'm saying? Or
the two front His are bondings. Both. Okay. They're actually temporaries. And they were, like, you get these replaced in 2 years. And I've had it since I was 15.
That's good. That's really good.
Wow.
You have another dental update? Is that
no, that one's okay. good. I'd like to spend more time talking to our guests.
Of course.
We've got so much more to cover.
He was asking about in our last episode where we played a fight clip of a girl's fighting.
God, it sounded so brutal, the audio.
Yeah. You were talking about, if I remember correctly, let me see if I have it here. This was a fight. I don't have it in my thing here, but I know the fight you're talking about it, and you asked me if it was the one where the girl didn't see the punch coming, but that's actually a different fight. That's Sharkeesha, no.
Yeah.
That's Sharkeesha is the one who clocks the girl.
Yeah, and it was so violently. It just
Then she kicked her.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she was supposed to be her...
You're supposed to be my nigga, though!
Yeah, you're supposed to be.
I mean, that's...
That's understandable, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, you're supposed to be. We actually had a song sent to us made just from the Sharkeesha. Here, let's see. It's a pretty badass song, actually, I think.
Sharkeesha.
Oh, shit. This is a different
Sharkeesha
song.
Sharkeesha, no.
Oh, yeah, it's I heard this. Yeah, this is your last episode. You had this, right?
Yeah.
Sharkeesha.
Natoya made this
Sharkeesha,
song.
Sharkeesha, no.
I was thinking, though, of a different a different song. Yeah, well, we had one sent to us. I'll pull it up. Give me one second.
I could talk something that happened recently that I thought of you guys immediately. I had a really hard turd the other day.
Like
one that kind of hurt.
Yeah, that's
like where it was
one.
Like, ah, and it was just like halfway, and I'm like, oh my God, it's still attached. And then I felt a little fart bubble go into the turd, and it like blew the fuck up. And then I got up just to see what happened, and it pretty much a fart went through my turd, and it just suicide bombed like my poop, and then and it got under the rim and everything. Like, it was an explosive.
Well, do you know why that happened?
Yeah, why did that happen?
Because, as my mother used to say, farts push the shit out.
Yeah,
and the fart pushes the shit.
That's why my friend always said that if you have a really bad fart, that means you have a shit on deck.
That's right.
Wow.
You got to listen to those farts. Yeah. So that's a really neat story, Ryan.
It is a neat story. And it's all about, like you said, pay attention to your farts.
You got to pay attention to your farts. Yeah. I had an interesting thing happen to me today, Brian.
What?
Well, this morning I woke up, I had my coffee, and I made a big foot long. It was a huge one, like a kind of a post-road turd. I just came back from Denver this week.
Yeah, air pressure fart.
Mm-hmm. And then all day passed by. I didn't have another cup of coffee or anything. I was just standing here talking to Tom in the kitchen. I had to shit again.
Wow.
Like at 5 o'clock. Yeah, I mean, that never happens, where it just unstimulated brown.
That's great.
And I took a huge stinker too. It was like a road dump.
Man, you know, that's a neat story.
Thank you.
What a neat story.
Thanks, guys.
I think I have an answer to last episode you were talking about where.
Get back.
Sorry.
The nightmare.
Get back.
The nightmare we call.
Oh, you're kidding. No. No.
Oh, that's great.
No.
so good.
Don't kick the Sharkeesha. Don't kick them. No, don't kick them. No. Oh my God.
Holy
Shark Week. It's a bad week.
Holy shit.
That's so great.
That's Ghost Crew. They're amazing.
Wow. So good.
Yep. That's called Sharkeesha Week.
That's so great.
Ghost Crew nailing it.
Totally.
We've got another Ghost Crew coming up and we're gonna debut in Brooklyn, I believe.
Yeah, yeah, we do. They've been sending in the Jimmy Jams.
But you were saying that you were wondering why, like, sometimes you shit and you think you're only taking a small shit and you look down like, what the fuck? I think sometimes that we're we're not judging how fast it's really coming out.
I think you're right.
Like, I think sometimes you kind of in your head just picture it like coming out like slowly, like soft serve ice cream at like Burger King.
Right.
And I think that's only because that's what we're the only way we can think about it.
So let me get this straight. What you're saying is that our notion of time is not the same as actual poop time. It's all relative in the time-space continuum.
Right. I think sometimes that you're shitting at faster speeds and a higher velocity than normal. And the only reason that we think it's slow is because in our head, we've only seen people shit maybe once or twice, or dog poop, and we're going, that's the speed of all the times we shit.
You know what's really interesting, Brian, is that Boethius, the great philosopher, had the same idea of the notion of time. He had the idea of God's time being eternal and then our time being temporal. And what you're saying is that you're witnessing the temporal shit time and not God's infinite time of dump.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't think that Brian was saying it, but yeah. Now that you put it like that.
I think it's similar, yeah?
I think so. Guess what we didn't even address. Brian doesn't know anything about this.
Huh.
This past weekend, I...
Uh-oh.
Rode along with the Tacoma Police Department.
No way. That's awesome.
There's a lot of crazy people in every city. That's what I learned.
What did you see?
Did you wait, did you do a ride along or did you get arrested?
I got arrested.
Oh.
No, I did a ride along.
Prostitute?
I had a police officer come to one of my shows. He listens to the show and invited me to come on a ride along.
So cool.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to do that, actually.
It was a blast. I did it once in college. Because when I worked at Granger, which was a great job.
It's a good job.
They had there was a part-time police officer. He worked at Granger part-time. It was a cop. And he invited me on a ride along. I did that with him too.
Anything happen? Anything cool?
In college, the thing that we were in small town North Carolina, we're just chasing down. He's like, "This guy's drunk. We're about to pull this guy over." He's like, "Whoop whoop!" And as we pulling the guy over the radio, they're like, "All systems, you know, all units available. There's a fire in the jail."
Whoa.
And like this,
shit.
He did a U-turn at like 80. And just gunned it. And I was like, oh, shit. We're going to a jail fire right now?
No. I'll just get out right there.
That's right.
And as we pull up, they're like, we got it under control. You know, called it. And I was like, man. I was like, I was about to just stay in the car right now.
I would not only have stayed in the car, I would have taken off in the car,
and got the
fuck out of there. Because you would have been, what if just like a bunch of prisoners started running towards you and they would get in the car and steal your car with you in it?
Yeah, no, I didn't want any part of that.
You know what I just realized about Brian? I didn't really notice prior. Is that you do have a sense of the paranoia, yeah? Like you're convinced that bad things are going to happen.
Yes.
Like just now with the sound and you're like,
well, that was weird because something fell.
And then you're like, someone's really in there. And then you got real. And then right now you're like, get killed. I didn't know that.
Cops is filmed on location with the men and women of law enforcement.
All suspects are
innocent. Post-traumatic stress syndrome.
What are you postly traumatized?
From when I was robbed, I still have that.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I noticed that I still have it because, like, the other day, out of nowhere, I was just, like, pulling up into my driveway, and I was just like, wait, why is it so dark? Where's the light's not on? Like, I usually have, like, this light. And then, like, I seriously was like, all right, I'm just going to get run into my house real quick. And I'm like, I'm in Burbank. Like, you know, I should be able to, like...
Yeah,
you got robbed by a dude in costume too.
Yeah, that was fucked up.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, why do you have to be black too? Why can't it be something like like an Indian guy, like hello, Luke? Then
I know.
So the fact that he's black, what has an effect on you?
No, you just see more black people than you see Indians.
Yeah, this little
you know what I mean?
Right, re-trauma right. wouldn't occur so
right.
Like, so every time you see a black guy.
And how many Indian thugs do you see? So if I see a, if an Indian robbed me and then I saw him during the day, I'd be like, oh, he looks, that dude's adorable. He's not going to.
Right.
They're so cute.
But then like I'm fucking, I was in my convertible. I have a convertible, and it was nice the other day. And I'm at the side of a freeway, about to get off the freeway, and it was one of those homeless guys on the corner of the freeway. And when you're in a convertible, that's when having a convertible sucks, because he's just
fuck with my ass, man.
Yeah, that shit's like hovering over you.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean. It's not like you don't have like the protection of a roof. Like, this guy's just looking down at you. And then I was like, all right, I never do this, but I'm going to give this guy money because he's fucking right there.
Yeah.
So I give him just like a handful of change. And then he just started doing this. I tossed Jay Leno. Jay Leno gave me four times. Jay Leno crossed the street four times. Jay Leno. Blah, 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 blah. And he just kept on talking about Jay Leno. And
sure, I had no idea. Burbank, baby.
And I'm just watching like pieces of spit fly and like go over my head. And I'm just like, oh, well, God, this one of these spits are going to hit me in the face. And then luckily the light turned green. I just took fuck off. I was just like, I don't even know. Ran over there.
Fuck with my ass, man.
They really make it uncomfortable at those off ramps, don't they?
I hate it.
I give money when I see women because I feel badly for them.
Guys?
I feel badly for them too. But
depends
the women.
How hot they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
If they have like a slight, like, oh, if she took a shower, might be doable, then I'll give her some money and I'll give her like that little, that little wink and look her up and down, you know, a piece of meat.
I like that.
Yeah, because what are they going to do?
That's true.
They've probably been raped all day. That's good, Brian.
So here's what the first call we went on was unwanted person. And that's when
an unwanted person.
Yes,
just a crying baby on the side of the road.
That's somebody who won't leave like a business.
Oh, that's funny.
So you go there, and this lady was insane,
truly unwanted
in the membrane. Like, she's so crazy. She wouldn't answer any questions, and then all of a sudden she goes like, "I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine."
Oh,
like out of nowhere, and we were like, "What?" And she goes, "I'm totally fine." And they're like, all right, so this is like paramedics, fire department, police, everyone's around her. And they're like, do you know where you are? And she was like, yeah, I know where I am. And they're like, okay, just you've been kind of acting really not normal for the last few minutes. She's like, I was thinking, I can't be confused.
Oh, boy.
And then the guy's like, well, you need to. And she goes, I need to. What are you? Are you the king?
Oh, boy. Oh, no.
And then he was like,
here we go.
All right. And then they just, like, the paramedic guys were like, so we just talked to the king, and he's going to send someone for you. And then the other guy was like, yeah, and the king said it's okay to get in the car when it comes.
Oh,
so they were, like, using the king thing against her, which I thought was hilarious, because she's the one that threw it at them.
Right,
like, what
right,
are you, the fucking king? Mm-hmm. And then the ambulance showed up, and they're like, hey, your chariot's here.
Oh, my God.
That's hilarious.
And you know what I feel like most people don't recognize is how much, like, nobody empathizes with how much these guys have to deal with two types all the time. They have to deal with completely insane people all the time.
Sure.
Like, legitimately 100% crazy.
Yep, yep.
And then the other end of it that they deal with all the time is absolute pieces of shit. The worst people, liars, thieves, scumbag, violent people. So both like fire department, paramedics, police department deal with huge liars. Now, that doesn't mean, I'm not saying that like they're all fucking angels, the people that have these jobs, but some of them are really, like, I was with good guys.
Of course, yeah.
You know, there's always assholes.
Any industry.
Yeah, of course. Any industry has everything. So, you know, and giving them power, it's always going to attract some bad guys in every, you know, in that field, if you're talking about a position of power.
Well, and plus, I imagine just dealing with shitbags and lunatics every day, all day, would wear down the
That's
happiest,
what I'm saying.
Normalist
yeah,
person.
It wears them
it
down.
It would make you crazy, too.
Because all day, like, here's, okay, so our second unwanted person call, this woman, this woman, by the way, so we walk up, and I go, and we're talking, there's a couple police officers and me, and all of a sudden I go like, whew. And I'm like, man. And I walk away with one of the guys and I was like, do you smell that? And they're like, oh, yeah. And I go, it smells like she just shit her pants like right now. It's like, he goes, it smells like she's chewing her own shit. Because it's like, you could just smell like, it just wafted. I was like, oh, my God. And I mean, she was completely insane.
Yeah.
She didn't know where, you know, she knew where she was. She didn't know the date.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they're like, well, you gotta wait right here. And she, you know, just everything looks bad on her, right? Skin, she's got bandages. And they're like, we just got to run your info to make sure you don't have any warrants, right? And they're like, she was like, yeah, go ahead. And, you know, she's just all fucking eyes darting around. And
are we checking her tits out and shit?
Yeah, she had sloppers. She didn't really have a good bra.
Oh, flip-flops.
But she, so the one guy goes to the car, me and another cop stand with her. And they're like, just got to chill out because we're running your info. And she goes, I've never done anything in my life. I've never stolen a thing in my life. I've never done anything like that. And he's like, all right, they're just going to check you out. The other cop comes back. He's like, yeah, so you got a warrant for shoplifting right now. And it's like, she was just, you know, so adamant about how she's never done anything. And you're like, oh, and like, I would be like, oh, I believe, like, I guess you've never done anything.
Yeah.
Of course.
Liars.
They're all liars.
Yeah.
To tell.
They throw her in the back.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then they ended up, oh, here's the thing. Then they're, whatever. Then they end up just taking her to a mental health place. Then we go to a DUI at 2:30 in the afternoon.
Mm. Yes.
A lady had backed up into a car twice.
And, there you go.
Yeah. And then, and she was, her eyes were all glassed over and they were like, yeah, we need your, you know, she was, at this point they were everyone was standing outside the car. Can we get your insurance? She's like, yeah, I just got to find it. And the cop was like, we've been looking for it now for 7 minutes. Like, she's going through like the same papers. And then they asked her for her field sobriety and she did pretty well on that, but she still got taken in.
Tell me about the coughing one.
The what? Oh, that was the fucking 6 bags of shit in her mouth. Ugh. Yeah. She was like, like that, just openly coughing. And like, she looked like she was in like stage 4 of some bad disease. So it was already a bad look. And as she goes, the one of the cops I'm with, he goes, could you do me a favor and cover your mouth when you do that? And she goes, yeah.
Dude, I forget.
And she still coughed openly.
There was somebody recently that I used to hang out with, and it was one of those, like, you have bad manners. Like, your family didn't teach you anything about it. Every time she sneezed, every time she coughed, she never put her, like, her hand over it. And I would go, I felt like to me as a kid, like, cover your face. Like, I was like, how am I saying this to a grown adult? She's just sneezing while she's walking next to people, and I was like,
airplane next to me on the way home from death, that's probably why I'm sick right now, some fucking twat next to me in the middle seat, she's taking her jacket off, so of course her elbow's in my fucking face, and then just barking on, I mean, the, why are you on cough, the fucking,
when an adult does that, it's like, cause kids, you're like, on, someone's gotta teach this child kid what's up, but like,
cough into your sleeve or something. Yeah,
that's my favorite thing, is I cough right into my little hood,
I mean,
my sweatshirt.
What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
I sneeze, I have a jacket, I'll go into my jacket and sneeze in my jacket. Armpit, of course.
This dumb bitch, while I was sleeping, I put my head down on the fucking tray. I was in a dead sleep, and she pokes me. Do you want to order a drink?
I'm
like, bitch,
God.
You don't fucking know me?
I've never occurred to me to wake somebody up.
A stranger.
Up.
Yeah. Wake either. Up. I was like, fuck you, dude.
Even people that like, I know, I wouldn't wake them up. The whole thing, like the common knowledge is like, someone's asleep, you don't wake
them
up. Right?
Sleep.
Hey, man, you want to eat? Like, no, never. Motherfucker, I was asleep.
Dude. Obviously not.
But big shout out to all Tacoma
PD
emergency services. They were great. They were great people. I had a great time with them. And then to a big shout out to my buddy Mark Ostrut, who set up my gig in Port Angeles, where I did a show 28 feet above the audience. That was also
one of those kind of stages where it's the stage.
No,
just like,
I'm not kidding.
Oh, I gotta grab my phone. Hold on.
A fucking the stage,
like Evita style.
Look up. Okay, that's how the audience
was. Are
you
serious?
Like that. Yes.
Why?
Yes, like about it. Just because they don't normally do shows in this venue. Stand up.
Right.
It's for DJs. So it's like they play music and they're like, let's do stand up. And then when I saw it, I was like, oh shit. And I was like, you want to move it down here? And they're like, no, we'll leave it up there. But then people are like. That like their next like you're on a construction site and you're like, Kevin,
that would suck so
let
bad.
We got a hammer. And he's like, hold on, we put it in a bucket like that, and you pull it up.
What a horrible angle too.
The setup was not right, but the people that at the show and the people that put it on, everybody was cool. And Port Angeles actually was, you know, there's parts of this country like you realize you'll never go to ever if it's something like this didn't come up. I would never end up there. it's like beautiful, you know, like on lakes and like you see the mountains and the, I mean, it's stunning like scenery. Yeah. So
before I forget, I want to give a big thank you to Anne, who brought me a beginner's crocheting kit. Like, yeah, she brought me a bag of like yarn and needles and a book because I picked up crocheting in my spare time. Well, what am I going to do in hotel rooms? Like,
I know there's only
blow
so much,
and bang dudes. Like, don't. What am I going to do? In between Puerto Rican guys, there's not a lot.
I should say also that the week of shows in Tacoma was insane. It's such a good, like, that Seattle area for us is amazing.
A lot
so
of
many. So many mommies, and you guys came out. Thank you for supporting me coming out to the shows. You sold out. You bought all my bike shirts. It was just incredible. So thank you for coming out. And we're going to be in Seattle real soon. I would say before summer, hopefully. We haven't released the info yet to do our podcast live there. So that should be fun.
Okay. Can we please move on to what I need to discuss with Brian?
Uh-oh. Sure. What do you need to discuss?
Well, should we?
Oh yeah, yeah. We think this. We know that you know you're open to meeting people, so we want to know if you want to meet somebody.
Hey there, my used panty slave. You just love my pussy and ass smell. Ooh, and flavors, don't you? When you get these bathing suit bottoms, I know what you're gonna do with them. Oh. You will deeply inhale my fragrance as you stroke your puny fucking cock.
Wow. Wait, what do you think she was farting?
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever been to ilovegirlfarts.com.
No, but we'd love to
but
visit
it. I met these people at AVN. And
you met I Love Girl Farts?
Yeah, the people that own the company.
Your, yeah.
Do you think I could do something with them? Because I like making girl farts.
Oh, yes, you could.
Hey, just I love girl farts. Please don't reach out to my wife.
How much girl farts? How much did you pay for a celebrity fart?
Oh my God. Solo farting masturbation.
Oh my God. Please tell me you're not doing this. Please tell me. Yeah.
I would love to. Listen, if you guys want to create an app for me where just
fuck my stoma,
people can download farts of all varieties of mine. That would
there's,
be great.
There's definitely plenty
I'm
to choose
open.
From.
I'm
there's
open.
Definitely a lot of farts from Tina.
Oh my gosh.
But Brian, so I'm sure you're aware that Tom and I have had this debate. It's been very polarizing amongst our listeners too.
A lot.
Tom claims that, quote, everybody modulates the sounds of their farts by playing with their cheeks.
The fart pitch.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Absolutely. Mostly in the shower, too. Like, the Donald Duck is my favorite.
We're tell talking. Us about it. And is that because water's falling through the
screen? No, I take my hand and I make, like, a little, like, cup, you know?
With
and
water?
Yeah, around my butthole. Like, I just pretty much make, like, a little cup around my butthole and let it fill up with water. And then when it's filled up with water, then I fart, and then it sounds like Donald Duck.
See, everybody, I don't know why you're in such denial.
Well, I don't know. It's just not part of my lexic. I mean, girls don't really play with their farts like this.
Everybody plays with their farts.
Girls
too.
Girls barely fart. And then this is an advanced move, okay? This is varsity level farting. I'm not on this level.
I think it's entry level.
This is varsity, dude. I'm like JV.
Oh, please. I've been with you for years. You're not JV.
But I don't make sounds, and I can't do the Donald Duck.
Your farts make a lot of sound.
I don't have a signature move.
Your farts
move.
Make a lot of sound. They make a lot of everything.
I need a signature move. Will you help me cultivate one?
Okay.
You could do the Daisy Duck. Just like have Tom show you how to do it.
Here's what I would like to do. Fill my mouth up with water.
Okay.
And go right to your butt, and then you fart into it.
Oh my God.
You should take a.
Oh damn!
You should take a little tube from your butthole and put it into your vagina and try to fart and see if it turns into a queef or if it just disappears.
You should do that. That's a very really good suggestion.
Brian, have you suggested this to your friends at I Love Girl Farts?
No, I haven't.
It's a really good idea.
I Love Girl Farts. Yeah. Jesus.
And I tried to watch some of it, and it really was just a little bit too disturbing. Like it was just like literally like girls getting farted on and like girls farting on other girls like right in their fucking mouth and stuff. And it was just too. There was wet ones. There's wet ones.
Like, jeans.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I just got excited because I actually have a perfect email for what we're discussing with developing my own signature fart. So this email says, "Hi, Jeannie Jean Jeans. I would like to chime in on the fart pitches.
Okay.
When me and my girlfriend are sitting on the couch and I see her about to squeeze out a fart, I move her cheek a little to change her pitch. Mm-hmm. She is usually sitting sideways, which makes it possible. Makes both of us giggle. I call that a fart assist.
Yeah, assist.
Give it a shot and see what you can do.
You could also take a blade of grass and put it in between your butthole lips, and then like it
your
whistles.
Your butthole lips.
Like you squeeze your butthole and put the blade of grass in between it, and it whistles.
Oh, yeah.
So this is
okay, Bri.
Is this the this? Which one is that? Did you just finish reading?
Oh, that's the shorter of the two. There's another one. Lane. Yeah, read that one.
Okay. This is the other one. Dear mommies, I've been experimenting with the pitch of my farts for years.
A veteran.
One trick I've done is I will press my butt cheeks together to give my poof more bass. Not only will the poot be louder, but the air travels down towards the taint and gives your balls a nice tickle.
Oh, Brian wouldn't like that, though.
I've also lifted one butt cheek to change the pitch. One time in the shower, I lifted one butt cheek to fart, and I shit all over my hands.
See? That's what I'm talking about, though. That's the danger.
I screamed really loud, and my roommate asked if everything was all right. I just said, I just shit in the shower. And she said, you better clean it up. And I said, it's cool. I caught the shit with my hand. Just writing you this to let you know the dangers of lifting up one cheek while trying to poot.
See,
sincerely, Lane.
I knew. Now, Brian, have you ever run into that?
No. I mean, I've farted and shit myself all the time. Obviously.
Well, see, is this kind of taunting Mother Nature, if you will? Aren't you tempting the fates by pulling the cheeks apart at that crucial moment?
No, I think I know when I have to worry about it. I think when you wake up with some liquid, you know, Jack Daniel's shits, it's not probably the best thing to try to blow it out as hard as possible in the middle of fucking routes, you know, but then, you know, you have the other one where you're like around a girl and you have like the creeper ghost that goes up your butt crack and kind of like to the bottom of your back and like it's going up to heaven or something.
Right.
I love that. That's my favorite fart.
Which one? Let's discuss this.
It's just where you have that little hot, warm one that just has like, it almost feels like a little bubble. I think you have to have like a sweaty ass crack at the time. And you can just kind of feel like going up to heaven, like right up your crack. Like, you know, it's like a little bubble almost.
Is the exit you like a...
Yeah, it's kind of like a...
Is that hot, though?
It's hot one.
But then doesn't that mean diarrhea is on the way?
It probably means...
How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Hey. I'm kind of horny.
How are you?
Yeah. Do you want to play with us?
Sure.
Yeah.
This is Brian's site, so I figured I'd check it out.
I like it.
You like it so far?
Yeah, I hear the fart, though.
I don't know if that's what's going
to... on your knees.
Oh, somebody's being ordered to their knees. Oh, okay. Yep, now they're bending over in front of him. You're like, oh.
Nice little booty she has.
Yep, she's got a little booty. What's going to happen next?
She comes.
He's putting his face.
Take your tongue inside.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Oh.
Right in his mouth.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah, like that booty hole.
Booty hole.
That's not good.
Oh, my God.
He tastes. He's like,
oh my god!
He's like, oh my god! Right.
Oh, we forgot to mention we had burritos a while ago.
I can tell.
Very good burritos.
Oh my god! Wow. Dude, does he know that's like shit? He's getting shit in his mouth, and as somebody that's had shit in their mouth. I can imagine being...
Huh?
What?
I've said this already a million times on a million podcasts, but
I don't know.
A girl shit in my mouth recently. And
what?
Yeah.
Recently?
give you the quick story. I was on ecstasy. She was on ecstasy. She had never done ecstasy before. She couldn't feel her body. I couldn't feel my body. We were at a party. We sneak out to like this like secret place in the party, like outside. I start taking off her pants. I'm like eating her ass out. She shits in my mouth because she couldn't feel her butthole. So I shit it back into her and then like wiped my face on her butt and then started drinking like water from the pool and to wash out my mouth. And I don't think she ever knows about it or knew
she
about
it. She does now.
And the worst part was is that she was a porn star and that she had done a scene earlier that day. And I'm like thinking, like, what if there was cum in there? You know, it's probably like cum shit.
I've never been grossed out on our show. It just happened. I've never.
I wish that wasn't true, too.
I wish you hadn't said it. I am so horrified right now.
Hey, you know what? We've had some real interesting characters.
Did you realize what you just told us in 30 seconds?
We've had a professional porn star come in here and talk about, you know, triple, quadruple penetration. Not nearly as horrifying as our friend's story just now.
Yeah.
She shit, and you said I put it back in?
Yeah, it's like immediately. Like, it wasn't a lot. It was probably like a half dollar.
Oh,
amount.
My God. Like, I'm going to fucking puke right now.
Yeah, I don't.
And what's gross is like, you know, like sometimes, like, when you didn't do a good wipe and maybe later like
yes,
you itch
I
your nose
all the time.
And you'll smell your finger and be like, oh,
not that.
Well, it's like that smell is like a ghost, like out of nowhere. Like I'll just be walking and I'll have that smell, like it's a spirit. Like it's like my nose is haunted now from it.
Oh,
it sucks. It's really bad too. It was as gross as it
was. It diarrhea or was
yeah?
It
I think
nugget?
It was. Yeah, I think it was a little bit of just liquidness. Like,
what number on the scale?
Like one, definitely. Yeah. It was like a one. It
looks
was because it was.
Though.
Oh no! Oh, it's right. Like a six.
You are so foul. So
I didn't do it.
Did you get sick? I mean, you can get sick from that.
Luckily, I spit it back in there, and I just immediately just started drinking chlorine, and which I'm sure is not good for you. But I was like, I was spitting out. She didn't know what I was doing.
You were eating a porn star's ass after she did a scene that day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, when you're on ecstasy, you're not really thinking it out too much. You're just like, I'm fucking horny, and we're in the woods.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking monster, dude. Like,
I see that.
I'm disgusting. Cleaning my act up right now.
You don't have to tell us.
That's okay.
We forgive you. We still love you. You're still our son.
You are our son.
I've been bad, guys. I've been real bad. You're still our child.
Red Band, please plead with your... Ohio natives to come see us on Saturday.
Of course they're going to come out there. If they don't, they know the Death Squad Ohio is powerful there. Have you reached out to the Death Squad Ohio
yet? Well, we haven't made like, you know, we've been doing our show talking about it. So we're just hoping that Ohio comes out strong. And
I think they're tweeting about it.
Yeah. And now that we can, obviously we're hoping that offering this new ticket price will help us out.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. What do you guys, like, when you do a live podcast, is it just, like, the same? Like, you're playing sound effects? Or do you have any kind of new, like, things that you do at the live
show? Well, it's always a show that's somewhat catered. Like, we design a show for that city.
Right.
We do our show. We do things that, like, we do some of the, like, the, you know, quote-unquote regular segments, and then we do things just for that show. Mm-hmm. We rarely have a guest in the live shows because, you know, it's harder to book a guest for a show that's going to be 1500 or 2500 miles away. Right. So, but we just do our show. Yeah. We just do what we do.
That's cool. That's a lot of
it's
fun.
So fun to do live. And like, this Friday, the show that's going to go up is going to be the last live show from Pasadena. So you'll get to hear what a real live show sounds like.
Oh, great.
It's fun.
Yeah. I wish I could go.
That'd be awesome, man. If you're going to Columbus, that would be crazy.
I'm going to Dallas this weekend just to see the UFC. Like,
are you really?
Yeah, I'm just, you know, going to leave Thursday and just hang out in Dallas because I love Dallas so much. So
it's a good town.
I could just hang out there and still
good
have
town,
fun.
Man.
Yeah,
they do it real big in Dallas.
Fuck yeah! It's weird because last time I went there, I've always been like a huge Austin fan, and I'm like, oh, that's where I want to move, Austin. But we went to Houston, Austin, Dallas. I ended up loving Dallas this time around. Like, that's a nice little... They have a nice little vibe down there, especially, like, downtown or wherever the big streets are.
I feel like every big city in Texas has a very distinct style to it.
Yeah.
Very distinct. You have something?
Much like your farts.
Yeah. Did you say something?
No, I just got a tweet from somebody about our Amazon link. So, just to reiterate, guys, you have the old one... Don't bookmark the old one. Bookmark
right,
the
new one. Please remember that You can start watching my special this Saturday on Netflix.
That's awesome.
Completely
man.
Normal. You can pre-order the album, which comes out Tuesday, but it'll automatically go to you if you order it now. It's on iTunes. It's called Completely Normal. It's a new hour of material. I hope you get it. I hope you like it. And Red Band, thank you for coming down.
Hey, thank you guys. Anytime.
Thanks,
man. I miss you guys.
We miss you.
We always miss you. We love you the most.
We love you. And we'll see you guys very soon. We'll see you in New York and in Columbus very soon. And hopefully we'll have Red Band back here very soon.
Get out there, Ohio. Go there.
Thanks, buddy. We
Thanks,
love you.
Jeans. We love you.
We've had a little bit of an argument going.
Oh, like who's the main?
Who's the main mind?
I'm the main mind.
The main mommy, me.
I believe the main mommy. I qualify.
Could be the main mommy.
Main mommy. Christina's the main mommy. Did you know that?
Speaking of main mommy.
And main mommy.
There you go.
So you fart more, you wear more jeans.
I think this is always going to break out in a tie, no matter what you bring up. He can bring out this, and you guys are just going to have to be the moms together.
That's true.
You know, yeah. This is what you agreed upon. Right. Anyways.
See, someone reasonable just came into the picture.
Right. Well, whatever. We'll have to agree to mom agree.
Yeah.
Which makes me the main mommy.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Get lost, guys. Whoa.